What About the Seedline Doctrine? By Charles Weissman. Read for you by Paul Maitrejane. This is a free tearingdownidols.com audiobook. Reproduction and redistribution are encouraged. For more free reading and listening material, please visit tearingdownidols.com. What About the Seedline Doctrine? By Charles Weissman. Chapter 1. The Basis of the Satanic Seedline Doctrine. This book examines a rather popular but controversial teaching commonly called the Seedline Doctrine. It should more correctly be called the Cain Satanic Seedline Doctrine. The basic concept of seedline or blood descent is actually very prevalent within Scripture. The Bible places great importance on such words as children, son, father, seed, and generations. It traces genealogies, records ancestry, and follows tribal lineage. The Bible, as we know it, would not even exist without the concept of seed line. In fact, Christianity could not legitimately exist without the concept of seed line. The Messiah, the Redeemer of Israel, was to come from a specific seed line, and if Jesus was not of this seed line, he is not the Messiah. Thus, his seed line is meticulously recorded in the Gospels. Anyone who is a Bible believer must necessarily accept the concept of seed line. But since there are many different seed lines spoken of in the Bible, it is erroneous and misleading to speak of a single seed line doctrine. The doctrine we wish to evaluate deals with a specific seed line, which is said to involve the serpent, Eve, and Cain. The basis of the Cain Satanic Seedline Doctrine revolves around the serpent of Genesis 3, which was responsible for the transgression, or fall, of Adam and Eve. After this act, God curses the serpent, verse 14. Then, in verse 15, which is the central plot of the doctrine, God speaks to the serpent directly and Eve indirectly, and states, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Genesis 3, verse 15. Promoters of the Satanic Seedline Doctrine say that this verse foretells of two different peoples or seed lines. The woman's seed is said to be true Adamites descended from Seth, Genesis 5. Or the Israelites, who are white Christian peoples. The serpent's seed is said to be descended through Cain and exists literally in the Jews. Thus, the Jews are regarded as a serpent race. It is asserted that this serpent of Genesis 3 was a fallen angel or Satan incarnate, or the devil in some form. The serpent, then, is satanic in nature. It is said that this satanic serpent entity, or person, had sexual intercourse with Eve, producing Cain. Thus, the curse upon the serpent, along with its satanic traits and the enmity pronounced by God, were carried on in Cain and his descendants. This would make the Jews the offspring of Satan. The meaning, then, of Genesis 3:15 is that there is a serpent race of people, the Jews, which has been at war with Adam's descendants, the white Christian peoples. The conflict between these two seed lines is about to reach a climax in which the serpent race will be crushed and destroyed by the true descendants of Adam and Seth. There are some slight variations to the Cain Satanic seed line doctrine, but these are the basic tenets held by most. On the surface, this doctrine seems to make sense, or at least seem plausible, especially in light of the nature of the Jews. But this doctrine suffers from some bad interpretations of Scripture, and is based upon some non-biblical notions. We will take a look at why the main aspects of the doctrine are not biblically valid, and why the confusion surrounding the doctrine exists.